This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. A variant of the coronavirus first found in the United Kingdom now makes up a significant portion of cases in Colorado. It's one of the more contagious strains, too, though research shows vaccines are effective against it. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says people who are not vaccinated are at risk.
We do believe that many of these variants that are circulating are probably more transmissible and more easily spread from person to person.
In Mesa County, for example, fewer than 40% of people are fully vaccinated, and infections from a variant that was first detected in India have nearly tripled in less than a week. The Loveland Museum is hosting a new art show starting this weekend. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
It's the 30th anniversary of the Colorado Governor's Art Show, and this year the showcase will feature pieces from 60 local artists. As one of the largest shows specializing in Colorado artists, it's a chance for buyers to own one-of-a-kind works ranging from sculptures, paintings, and mixed media. The show will run through June 27th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Denver police have identified the man who was shot and killed by officers on Federal Boulevard last week. Police say Raul Rosas Sarsosa appeared to have been cutting himself with a knife when they responded to the scene. Officers used a taser and pepper balls before shooting the man, who allegedly approached them with a knife and didn't follow orders. Well, today could be another active weather day, especially for the eastern plains. As for Denver, highs in the 70s. This is CPR.